Hey everyone, welcome back to another
Matt Steinway podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've totally forgotten what to say. We should just call it your... Yeah, you do it actually. You do the opening today. You do it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast. I'm joined by me, who's speaking right now, Broccoli.
I'm joined by me.
Yeah, because that's what you always say.
There you go. I thought we'd start different today with Broccoli. I'm joined by me, Matt Steinway. It's like, what?
Oh my god.
So at least we're into it. Hello everyone.
Yeah, someone's just crashed their car.
Yeah, stop there you go. Broccoli's taken over the microphone and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
did you have like a class of your own at school? Just on your own? With one assigned teacher?
I think I just put my headphones in and didn't listen. That's pretty much what I did. I was actually a good student sometimes.
Your spelling leaves a lot to be desired.
But that's the funny thing. I might hate to say that my best subject was English.
Really? Okay, let's do it. we just did an Instagram about process, and I think we should do a podcast on it because there's a bit more to talk about. And I want people to feel the message around this one because I reckon it's where the zone happens. So at work, stressful, stressful. Everyone's work is stressful apart from Broccoli's.
Yeah,
you're about the other. Yeah. We were just a side talk. We were all like in the office the other day and we were all like talking about stuff, all stuff's going on, hectic, going crazy. And then 9:30 maybe even later, like around 9:30, Broccoli in his checkered jumper, like walking past the windows of the office, like totally in La La Land, dawdling along with his backpack and whatever. We all looked out and went, there's only one Broccoli. There is only one Broccoli. Like, not a care in the world. Anyway.
That's not true.
Not a care in the world. About the process. You know when I do best? Like, and I mean the best is when I'm totally focused and absorbed in the process of stuff. Not trying to get somewhere. Setting goals is one thing, but... And it motivates you. Like, it inspires... Like, you want to be a world-famous YouTuber.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to make those videos, and there's probably no one on this podcast that hopes to be a world famous YouTuber, okay? There's probably not one person on this, so no one's relating to this example. However, we're going to use it for you.
Yeah.
But if you went out every day and made every video to try and go viral, to be famous, you probably actually wouldn't do it.
No.
You probably wouldn't. It actually wouldn't probably happen.
No chance.
But when you're absorbed in it, like actually something was quite funny yesterday, and it'd be good if people could... I deleted it on my story.
Yeah.
So you did a... Is it called a meme?
That's meme-y? What Logan called it.
Is it a meme-y or
meme?
A meme?
Yeah, to be fair, people listening to this probably wouldn't know what a meme is.
Right, yeah. Well, I gave Phoenix a kiss, got his peas yesterday... like that with a photo, and you and Logan did a meme of that on my story. So you got it, you get into my account, put it on my story, same thing. It was actually very funny. It was quite funny. And it's not there now, but because I deleted it, but it was very humorous. So there's something about like that spontaneous, you're into it, in that sort of inspiration zone. And real estate agents, listen to this. Lots of people. I just had a message from a guy who has whale boats.
Whale boats.
Whale boats. So whale watching boats.
Oh.
So he's got a couple and now he's expanding overseas and contacted me about running a business, you know, his expansion. And I don't know why I told you that.
I don't know either.
Yeah, so, well, I guess all I was saying is like not just real estate, like business. Like all of this stuff is about like, more like anything.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I was talking about this the other day because I was talking about how like my form of work is kind of more creative.
Yeah.
But do you reckon in every form of work you could be creative?
Can you hear in that microphone yourself properly?
Yeah, so I can, boss. Yeah, it's better now. Okay, so my question is, do you reckon you can, in every form of work, do you reckon there's some sort of creativity that you have to bring?
Totally. Yeah. We are sort of marketing in business.
Yeah.
It's that you are the product.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're in sales, you're the product. You have to have content. See, people like your broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, some people say, oh, broccoli's becoming more famous than you. And I'm like, good, and that's fine. But it's like, people actually like your quirkiness.
Yeah.
You know, you're if we talk about you, you're a very level guy that sits at home. I'll bet your dressing gown is on the back of your door. Your mum has your toast ready in the morning.
Bacon and eggs.
Slippers at the end of the bed. And, you know, your single bed, like, laying there. You'll be there when you're 38 years old.
No.
Mum, can you comb my moustache for me, please, this morning? It's like, but you're actually a very level kid. I've got a kid exactly the same age as you.
Yes.
Exactly. And he's, like, bumping his way through life.
Yeah.
Admittedly, he's had a very different life growing up to you. You've sort of been on a cloud floating around, like with no problems, and at all. But it's like that creativity. You are your product.
Mm.
So in real estate, we are the product.
Mm.
So how creative have you been yesterday in positioning yourself and building your profile? Because that's why we do well.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Richard Branson's done well. That's why Tony Robbins has done well. Any industry that you see, people have positioned themselves with profile through creativity.
Yeah, because I was talking about it with my dad, and I was just talking to him about all. And my dad's like, "Oh, you got a hard life, don't you?" And I was like, "Well, I'm in the creative industry, so I guess the less effort I put in, the more creative I can get." And he's like, "That's a load of rubbish."
That's
and I was like,
"Business plan."
And then I was like, "Well, like in other industries, you don't have to be creative. Like you don't have to think." Because my mates, it annoys me when my mates say this. So I'm sitting with my mates, and I'm talking, and my mates go, "You don't really work that hard, do you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I may not work as hard as in like 5 days a week, 9 to 5 thing, but it's like when you're in this industry, it's like you're always thinking."
Yeah, for sure.
And on my perspective before I had this conversation was like, when you're in another industry, you just knock off at Friday, 5 o'clock.
Totally. And look, it's a good point. Every now and then you do have good things to say. And it's like, but think about it. There will be nothing more soul-destroying than being a plumber and they have your desire to do filming.
Yeah.
Soul-destroying, crippling, just no good. And therein, see, I'm so excited I can't even talk properly, but therein lies the secret to success.
Mm.
So you're going with it, so you're brave,
yeah.
But you've got an opportunity because your parents are like helping you out.
Yeah.
But you're brave to do it.
Mm.
Like, where do you go for YouTubing courses?
Don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Yeah, but you're right in saying what you breathe. So a good architect friend of mine is, he sometimes has to have space to breathe, he says.
Yeah.
And so he'll just stop working and he'll take the afternoon off because that's where he gets his best inspiration from. And it's interesting because we all talk about working hard.
Yeah.
But what about the space to breathe? And that's when it's like that moment.
Yeah.
Like, do that next thing, then your thing will go viral.
Yeah.
Try to push it and make it go viral. And this is sort of what we're talking about today, the process of stuff. If I'm in the zone, thinking about taking care of people, focused on who can I help, you know, what can I do, life moving along, things flow to me massively.
Yeah.
But if I'm thinking about, I've got to sell this and do this and write this number, and it sort of doesn't really flow very well. It sort of drives you a bit, but it doesn't come to you as easily.
Would you say it's better to be drive through like excitement than it is anxiety and fear?
Both.
Both.
Well, mate, I have 6 kids.
Yeah.
So I remember for years I was like, oh, I've got to make this happen for them. Like, I've got to support them and do all that. So there is fear there, for sure. But it's whatever you lean most into. So you might lean into fear. Sometimes you sort of get into the day and you start fearing about the market or the kids or things, but then you've got to lean into the excitement of how good is this. So I think it's about having a healthy balance between both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the process of things is, you know, when you deal with someone, a lot of high performing agents do it, not all of them, but a lot of them, they couldn't tell you what they write. They wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't tell you how many listings they've got this month. They couldn't tell you what they've written exactly. They're just in the zone of the energy and momentum, and therein is the flow.
Yeah.
When you're out of that, it's very stressful.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for the result. You're actually looking for the person to ring, as one of my owners ringing now, but you're looking for that person to ring. You're waiting in anxiety for that person to call. You may, well, you're way too young, but when I was younger, a lot younger, we used to have one of those phones at home. Like, you only had home phones. Mobiles didn't exist.
Yeah.
And you know those dial ones? We were only talking about the other day. Yeah. Your nan had one.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Excellent. So there's like... but those dial ones, then we had the push-button ones, and you had to sit at home and wait for someone to ring. They couldn't get you otherwise. And I used to, like, be in love with this girl and so in love with her. And I used to sit at home and say to the phone, please ring, please ring, ring. Yeah, but...
Not creepy at all.
No, but I was just, like, wanted her to ring much. She never rang. But I wanted her to ring the phone. But it's like that.
Mm.
It's like that anxiety feel around... please ring. Whereas if I just went out surfing, whatever, you know, hanging out with my mates, loving life, into life, pumped about it, I probably would have ran into her in the street.
So true.
Yeah.
So it's like that anxiety of like, please work out, please work out. Oh my God, this doesn't work out. I'm screwed.
Yeah.
You just cripple yourself.
Another example, there's a person who, a mate of mine has another mate, and I wanted to talk to them about stuff, like about their work and what's going on, an interesting type of person. And they were cycling next to each other on a exercise bike the other day, and I walked in and I said hey to him and his mate. I didn't say hello to, but I sort of wanted to talk to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said to his mate, I should have chatted to them just to see how they're going, what they're doing. And they're just super fit. I wanted to talk to them about what they do with their fitness.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night I went to the gym. I walked in, there's one treadmill spare. They're on the next one next to me, to it. So I was next to them, and then we got talking about that sort of stuff. So it's not like I was like anxiously looking how to create that. Just let it actually happen. My part is going to the gym. My part is making the time to work on my fitness. So not just to connect with him. It's more just about like moving forward, constantly looking how to make myself better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like... even with my industry or what I want to be, heaps of social media people that have made it, like millions of subscribers and followers, what they say is that when they stopped making content, so they would put out a content, right, and automatically they go, all right, how many views has this got? How many likes? How many subscribers have I got? As soon as they just put out a content that they liked and they enjoyed making, and they just put it out and not even thought about what happened, then their subscribers started to go up. They said it's just insane, like, and they say to, like, I listen to a podcast and they say it's hard when you're first starting out because, like, obviously you want to get to a place, but it's like if you can just try and not focus on what you said the outcome and you just get love the process, then the outcome doesn't really matter, doesn't it?
The outcome, no, it doesn't. The outcome makes you tighter.
Mm.
And it's like it makes you really tight because you sort of like got this, is it going to happen, when's it going to happen sort of thing around it. And I can definitely say the times where I've absolutely been flying in life, in work, and, you know, I've done some pretty cool things in real estate, like in terms of real estate figures and things. It's when I'm totally not thinking about, like what you said, totally not thinking about who's calling me to list the house and how many have I sold or whatever, and I've just been here, there, everywhere, just making it happen, but genuinely loved it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean about comes back to. And we all say do what you love, like a bit, you know, I know we've heard that a million times, but there is something about that. There is something about doing what you love and investing your time in something that's like, you know, well, we're going to spend all day, we're in the office right now, we're going to spend all day here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that time's never going to come back. Yeah. So if I didn't genuinely love hanging around Broccoli and being a real estate agent, wouldn't it be better for me to go do something else?
Yeah, literally.
Like, really?
Yeah.
And then being that locked-in energy of, okay, what's possible now? Sure, you might have to go back 30 steps to do that. You might have to have, like, a really hardly any income or whatever else. But imagine where you'll be in a year's time, totally invested in something where you go, I just want to do this real well. So if it's a plumber, how can you lay those pipes so good, provide great service? Like, even the vision of creating a great business and all of that stuff. If you love pipes, you know, you can do it with anything.
Yeah.
Motivational speaking, writing books. Like, I'm writing a book at the moment. I just got the introduction through.
Yeah.
So I wrote it all, but there's a lady that's tweaking it because obviously my writing skills aren't the best, but they're okay. But I've written it all. And I'm so excited about it. Mm. They might only sell one copy to you because I'll make you buy it. But it's like, but like, I don't think about how many copies it's going to sell. Mm-hmm. That has not even really come into my mind. Mm. It's how can I create this book that's been in my mind for ages, and I'm totally in the zone of doing it.
Yeah.
I'm keen to see what happens.
Yeah. Have you heard this thing? It's about this, like, it's like this folks, or what are they called? The little short stories that they read to kids or whatever. Anyway, you're probably wondering where I'm going with this. But there's this one, and this dude about my age, the kid's about 17, he's in high school. He had to write like a whole assignment on birds and study all these birds. And being a teenager, he left to the night before. And basically he was like, oh, I've got to write a biography or whatever it is about 20 birds in less than 8 hours. And then he just seemed it was impossible. But his mum come over him and just goes, all right, I want you to turn the page and I want you to take it one bird at a time. And he just... did that bird, okay, that's pretty cool. Did the next bird, okay, that's pretty cool. And by the time it was done, he was done all the birds.
Yeah.
When he stopped focusing on, oh, I got to do 20 birds,
yeah,
he just take it one bird
do
at a time.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the one. So true. So this podcast is really about, and we didn't have anything prepared today.
No.
Like, well, I actually like when we do that sometimes because it sort of just seems to have this different sort of feel about it. But the process is where the success actually is. The thing is going to come. You just got to know what the steps are. So this is where mentors, trainers like you, like with your YouTube, and you look at all these people who are doing stuff, and then you've attached yourself to Logan. Logan's attached himself to you. Great team, great synergy, special source. The real question here is, one, are you invested in something that you want to do? If you're not, be brave like Broccoli. That your dad actually said to you, you're crazy.
Yeah, I remember I had an early entry to do business at a university, and this was like I started my HSC, and a week into my exams, something just hit me like a brick wall and just said, I don't want to do this, I want to keep making videos. So it's not like I didn't just put the pens down and I'm not going to try my HSC, I still did to make my parents happy. But yeah, after that, I went out for dinner, and I was like, to my mum and dad, it's a funny story, I was like to my mum and dad, I got like an announcement to tell you, like when we go out for dinner at HSC. They full thought I was coming out of the closet. They dead set thought, and I was like, no. Anyway, told them, and then I was like, I'm gonna have a gap year. I'm just gonna keep creating videos until I make money from it or get a job out of it. And then they're like they're crazy. Well, they didn't call me crazy. They supported me, but like, okay, you're gonna have to get a job. Blah blah blah. 6 months in, nothing happened. My dad's like, what have you done? Like, as if you've just like. It's some massive thing. And then I remember when I was sitting down with my brother and I had a massive fight with my dad, and like I left the house and I was bawling my eyes out because I just didn't think, I thought I just made a mistake. And then I sat with my brother and I was like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. You would know within yourself when you left the courtroom. It's like you love it so much that you don't really, although this bad stuff happens, you still kind of have that small belief.
There's something about that truth.
Yeah.
I think it's a great story, and this is reference a lot of you today, because Broccoli, I think you are brave.
Yeah,
I really do.
Even like in traffic control,
the lollipop ladies, whatever.
Yeah,
but there's something about that truth resonance, and everyone listening to this has it.
Mm.
Whether it's your personal life, whether it's your work, whether it's something, there's this truth resonance that's going on in there, and the real question is, are you listening to it? And then if you're listening to it, are you going to go with it? And then if you go with it, are you going to be prepared to just devote everything to the process? And here's what happens when that happens, in that order. You will achieve exactly what's in your heart, like exactly what's in your heart, or maybe better. Because the universe will reward bravery and it will reward effort.
Yeah.
It might just test you with time.
Yeah.
And those things there matched up, you are bound for success.
Yeah.
And I know, Broccoli, one day we're going to look around and say, remember that kid sitting there with his microphone and his funny moustache sitting there? Look at him now. He's one of the most famous YouTubers in the world.
But do you know what also is funny about it? I think you said something about this, about like you want this thing to happen in your mind, but you've got to be willing to like not be so narrow-minded and say something else could come from it. Because I was so narrow-minded, I was set out to become a YouTuber. That's all I wanted to do. Make videos in my room by myself. I wanted to become a YouTuber. And then kind of 6 months into it, I was like, okay, I might actually listen to my dad. I'll go like meet some people, like meet a videographer who done work for MTV, start talking to him about, and maybe I get into that sort of side of it. It was not my passion, but I'm still making videos. And then funnily enough, I got offered a job as a videographer. And I was like, it's just so weird that when you open up your mind and go, okay, maybe I'm not going to be a YouTuber right now, you have to do something else to become a YouTuber, like start and just like a stepping stone sort of thing. So it's it's amazing.
And just move in those directions. I think you were brave. You reached out to me and you were like, well, yeah, give me a go, blah, blah, blah. And I knew in an instant I put you on. I know I've spoken about it before, but anyone listening to this with teenage kids, unsure what to do, parents' influence is good but not great. I've been there myself. You can influence as much as you want to, but sometimes allowing them to find that path, like they sort of know. If they don't know, sure, do this. But if they've got some pulse going on, my job as a parent, is like to nurture that impulse and have them believe in themselves. So if anyone's listening to this and has a teenage son or daughter that's not sure what to do, maybe get them to listen to Broccoli. I'm talking on this thing.
One last thing. What is your... So with the process, right, what's your number one tip to make sure you stay in the process? Like self-belief, maybe?
Yeah, but yeah, there is no finish line for me.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the number one tip. There is no finish line. I'm doing what I'm doing, and I know things are spinning off on this, which you're seeing at the moment, speaking, books, all this sort of stuff. But I know the finish line just is not there. So people who are like working towards retirement... or working towards when they can finish, or working towards something. I don't know. That's their thing. I get that. But my retirement will be just a different version of what I'm doing. Yeah. So if I was worth $1 billion today, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing now. So that's the number one tip. If you feel that resonance around what you're doing, you're going to succeed.
Thank you for listening.
It's like a school speech.